systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2011. My name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
This is episode 527.
Damn.
Fuck yes.
Damn.
You'll see this? I've crossed out Wednesday to write Friday, and then I crossed out Friday, and I wrote Monday, August 22nd. That's today.
Yeah,
I'll take
Wednesday for the blame, but Friday
was that all?
That
me?
Was you?
Was that all me?
You intended on doing a show?
I did. I had notes.
You
I
did
had
like I did.
Motivation.
You know, I intend to, and I want to, but I just fall asleep on the couch sometimes.
Fuck it. Sometimes I just need to fall asleep on the fucking couch. Sometimes
you did.
That's all.
You
I did
really hardcore
for a while.
Fucking all night.
The rest of the night, I woke up at like 4. I was like, am I late for work or
early?
Is this AM, PM? It was a well-needed rest, though. I don't get that. Like, usually I'm down to do
a
show.
You needed that.
Unless I get really too fucked up. But that rarely happens. Like, usually I am down like the motherfucking clown to do a show.
You were pretty tired.
I was so tired.
You needed
that. Like, I tried to open my eyes. And I was like, nah, you're getting one. Do you notice that? Like, when I'm really tired, I'll look at you with one eye.
Yeah.
That means you get 0.25 of my attentions.
Mm.
Like, if you took all of my attention and cut it into a pie graph, you would get that little sliver right in the corner that's labeled other. That's what you get from me.
Yeah.
I'm good now, though. I had a Monday at work that was lovely. Man, there's nothing like manual labor to really make you appreciate how much money you're really getting paid. You earn every...
There's a laborer job here.
Is there?
I can go
Are
to.
You looking for jobs right now
general,
as we do the show?
General laborers to unload and load cabinets from a truck.
Did
we'll
you get
meet
to
at shop in Whitefish at 8:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Must be able to do heavy lifting. Will work on Monday and Tuesday. Bring lunch,
ooh,
drinks, and gloves.
Ooh, Mondays. Yeah, those are really not going to work for me. How about we move your cabinets Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Is that like that's all there is, huh? You can either what?
There's
you can
like,
work in the gas station. You can be a cook.
There's like accountant shit and
well,
CNC operators
that's
and
a little,
claims clerks and
now you're reaching
agency
for the,
services re-
for
service
the cookie
reps
jar.
And I don't do that.
You better
that.
Get a ladder.
I don't do that stuff.
No, you don't.
I don't. I don't like typing
if I handed
and I don't
you
like talking to people
If I
on
handed
the phone.
You a shovel, could you dig a ditch?
I could dig a ditch.
I bet you could.
I did that in Florida. Thank you.
How did
Look
I know?
Look up the DeVosta homes.
You
I
should,
built those.
You should put that on your resume. Digs wicked mean ditches. Like you, all you gotta do, you don't even gotta tell me. You just hand me a shovel and point, and I'm digging a ditch.
Dude,
you don't even know.
Look up. What
I
is
can
it?
Podcast.
Able Body Labor Company. I used to work for a laboring company down in Florida.
I can podcast and I can dig ditches and I can cook. Funny
Shut
enough,
up.
I have no job. So you've kind of fallen back on the. It's not the last plan, but it's pretty close to. I mean, we're down at like plan X, Y, and Z here,
pretty
right?
Pretty much.
So before you do the job service, and then I'm gonna assume that the very last fallback of your career path, should we call this your career trail,
I'm gonna kill
your
you.
Unpaved career dirt road, is unemployment, which you
yeah
you know what You could have had your unemployment. Ask MDS.
I guarantee you I couldn't have.
How much? How many papers how many papers did you fill out for the job placing places?
Quite a few. But I'm going to tell you right now.
Do you know how many papers unemployment takes?
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I've done it.
And how did
I'm
you actually
doing it
get
right
the
now.
Unemployment?
I'm doing it right now.
Do you know how, okay, even if
it
I would have filled
my
that
child
out,
support.
Do you know how long it would have taken?
Do you know how much I pay?
Can you shut up?
In child support?
Fuck, dude, that is so
do
annoying.
You?
Stop that.
Do you? I pay a lot in child support. I don't think you know. Please, tell me about it.
If you fill out that paperwork, you're going to wait at least like fucking 6 months to even get a yes or a no if
bullshit.
You're approved.
I filled
Not
out that
bullshit.
Shit online. They emailed
yeah.
me back. They're like,
how
here's a
long?
Check. Can we put it in your PayPal? Yes.
How long ago?
Oh, I haven't.
Like 5-6 years?
Well, yeah, because I've obviously
Well, yeah.
Held
I've done
this...
it in less than that, okay?
Well, it can only get better. It's
no.
not like they got worse and they yeah. went from emailing it to mail it in with the stamp.
Everyone I try to dumb. Get unemployment from fights it, Matt.
Why? Why does everyone hate you so much?
Because I don't leave companies.
I kind of want to fight you. Sorry.
It's not like I put in my 2 weeks and left like happy hunky dory, like, oh, I'm going to a better job and
no.
you guys are great and I still like you. And no, usually when I leave a job, it's because they fucking hate me or I fucking hate them.
And you put in your two nuts and you spit.
Right. So there's going to be a lot of fighting
out.
For that. They're not going to let me have the unemployment. They will dispute that
what
and
is
fucking
it?
Not let me have it.
But
they will fight it to the bitter end.
But as long as, like, on the legality side of it, you just, like, it was all good, minus who gives a fuck about your attitude with the manager that you gave the finger to and told him to
they
eat your nasty
They will find
cunt.
Out another way, because you have to have certain stipulations that you were fired or let go under
you
to be able
to start
qualify for unemployment. And if you fall under a certain bracket of a few, you know, the worst sides of being fired and let go, then they won't let you have it. And they will fucking twist it around and saying, oh, they were found to be doing this or under this circumstance. That's why we had to let them go.
Because you don't have a lawyer and they do that'll just be, that'll be the end of that.
Well, they'll keep, you know, I'll put in my...
You'll
my
like,
freaking
uh-huh.
statement and say, no, this is how it happened. They'll review my statement. They'll call the freaking place and say, and they'll get their statement from him and they'll fucking fight it, whatever. And I usually get a big fat no at the end. But they're like, oh, keep filling out your stupid unemployment thing every month or every like 2 weeks or whatever. And, you know, make sure you keep filling that out for no fucking reason
what
and print
thing?
Out your stupid thing.
The thing that says like you've been looking for a job.
Yeah.
They really stick it to you in unemployment, don't they? They're
yeah.
like, you have to look for a job every fucking day. And you know what I did? And
what?
I mean, allegedly. What you can really actually do is
you have
just...
to be registered with one of the temp agencies, too.
Really? See, no. I didn't have to do that.
So there's almost
All
no
I
point in doing
do?
It anymore because the temp. You, if you refuse
Dude,
a job through the temp agency,
they'll make like, you shovel shit.
They won't give you an unemployment check.
You'll be moving cabinets.
Like if I refuse that laboring job because it only pays minimum wage, if I were to
well,
refuse that, then
beggars,
they won't give me my check.
Beggars can't be. You know what you should do? You
That's
should
why
take
I shouldn't even fucking
time.
Do unemployment. It's
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, fuck it. You should take. You should take this time and go down by where the Borders is going out of business and the Best Buy is probably going out of business. Everything.
Rob the fuck out of them and then go to
no,
the pawn shops?
Well, or stand on the corner with the other people there and just look sad and be like, man, I ain't taking no minimum wage job. Y'all are going to just give me money before I do that. Right? Fuck
sure.
Them. You could start turf wars.
With the other hobos?
With the other hobos. And be like, yo, you see everything from where the sun goes down to the Best Buy. That's my shit. If I see you begging on my shit, we're gonna have a problem.
It's called panhandling.
It's called being a motherfucking thug and taking care of your business and your kids. See, when you got kids, you got to do whatever you can to take care of them kids. Because I gets mine.
That's what I need. I need a little toddler out there on a leash.
That would totally, you would like times four. Will you please? I can't.
You know
even
what? Don't even tell me not to.
I can't even look at you when you do
don't
that.
Don't tell me not to. Go find my fucking glasses, prick.
Oh, I was going to ask you, have you found your glasses yet, by the
have
way?
Have you helped me look for them yet?
No.
Then shut up.
Have we done anything other than watch our new friends, Scully and Mulder? Like, have we done anything except for watch our new friends?
I've been trying to find a job.
So. I've been trying to solve a few of these X-Files that were left over from the early 90s. Do you remember that show? I might lose some geek cred here, but I have to be honest. I've never, ever seen the X-Files. Okay, I watched the movie.
I was scared of them.
The newer movie that came out,
I watched
that,
the movie.
And I watched the spoof movie they did with that black dude from the 7-Up commercials. What's his name? Not Eddie Griffin, the other one. Not Eddie Murphy, the other one. And I have to say, for 19, what was that? 91?
Something like that.
For the early 90s, not too bad.
Fuck no.
As far as kind
of
like,
I used to be so scared of the intro music.
Really? You would hear the music and just.
Yeah, I would try to get to bed before I knew that they were going to watch that, my mom and dad. If I didn't fall asleep before I heard the stupid music in the beginning, I would have nightmares about aliens killing my face all night. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I never really had that until I saw that Fire in the Sky movie. And what I think we talked about.
I was so scared of that. It was because Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That set the stage?
That was my alien thing. And then hearing the alien music, and then I'd have alien clown nightmares about sucking my blood through a cotton candy cocoon through a curlicue clown straw.
I can see that, because that's very feasible. It's very plausible. That can definitely happen.
Is it?
I would say Killer Clowns from Outer Space more plausible than any of the X-Files that we've seen so far. And where are we at?
Season three, something like that.
We whooped season two's ass like all weekend, pretty much. Why didn't you do anything? Well, I did. I was solving these cases. Maybe you've heard of them. They are unsolved mysteries, and they are called the X-Files. And I've solved four of them now.
Yay.
Still waiting for my check from Skinner. He says it's put it in the mail, but we'll see. What else have you been watching? Did you enjoy The Tenant?
I didn't even watch it, dude.
Really?
Did I watch it?
We watched it. The Tenant? We definitely watched it.
No, we stopped watching it like...
No, we didn't finish the whole thing. Where he's like, I'm not a doctor, or I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm a fucking landlord. Because
he
ran a state
mental
facility.
And you fell asleep on the couch three quarters of the way through it, and I got up to smoke, and then we go to come back in, and you turned it off, because you went to bed.
That was a different movie. Sorry. You're, like, assembling bits and pieces from, like, different days and putting them into one.
Oh, wait, no, that was Hesher, huh?
I wasn't even in the mood for Hesher.
What did I watch that whole thing?
We watched the whole thing, dude.
I remember finding out it was a chick's
brother.
Remember
where the chick, like, with the injection, and he's like,
yeah,
you don't
I remember
need
the
her.
Whole, like, you know, fetal tissue.
And then it turned into, like, the monster movie halfway through. It, like, reboots itself. Yeah. And it's, like, four kids
the
driving
chick
around.
Found
in
out,
the, yeah, yeah,
yeah. The chick found out it was her brother, her twin
yeah.
brother.
Yeah. Well,
all
you
that.
Just
but
blew
I don't remember the
out.
Very end. I think he did shut it off.
So
ending.
Don't. No, dude, we saw the whole fucking thing.
Did they kill it then?
Pretty sure.
I don't remember them
they
killing
it. They always kill it. Come on. You didn't, like, spoiler alert or nothing, dude. You just plowed right through that. That was nice. Hey, high five. High
what?
Five for you.
That movie sucked. If you watch that,
The Tenant,
you're not
really?
Going to hate me for
what
being
about,
a spoiler.
What about Battleground? Here, if you haven't watched this, just don't even listen right now. Ready? Battleground, go. Vietnam
sucked.
Guy and the dude with the glasses with the fucking
I didn't get
the
plot.
AR.
There was like no reason to it.
They
so.
Robbed a fucking bank and then they were running away and there was this old crazy
yeah,
Vietnam
dude. I didn't
that,
get that part.
That they robbed the bank?
No, the old guy. Why was he out there killing people?
Because he was in Nam and he was that he had the book on how to survive off the land and like that was all he did was just lived out there and fucking killed people.
Well, that came okay. On his why would top. You just? Why would
you're
you
on my
do
land.
That?
This land is my
it
land.
It wasn't his land. It was my 40 acres made tunnels throughout the entire woods underground and fucked with people
fuck
and killed people. Like,
he was
there's
ready.
No reason to do that. Like,
sure
give me a
is.
Good solid reason, not just because you have post traumatic stress disorder.
That's
from
a
the
perfectly
fucking war.
Fine reason.
Okay.
Have you? Were you in Nam? Have you seen?
Yes.
Have you seen Hamburger Hill?
Yes.
Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
Platoon?
Yes.
Okay, you were in Nam.
I was.
We did our time.
I played
Saving Private Ryan. I haven't seen that either.
I played.
You saw that?
Medal of Honor, Broseph.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
I was good at it.
Whoa.
Yeah, they nicknamed me the Headhunter in my.
Oh yeah.
My
in
accuracy
your clan?
Shit. No, in my accuracy thing, because every shoot 'em and stuff, they call you the Headhunter and stuff. If you
in
shoot
in my guild, it's called a clan. In my clan. Oh man, you know who else was in clans? Mm-hmm. The Foot Soldiers. They were a clan.
You haven't seen Saving Private Ryan?
No.
What?
Am I?
I have more post-traumatic stress disorder than you do.
No. God. No. I don't think so. Can I tell you a story? I need you guys to keep this between us, though, because this is kind of terrible.
What?
All right, so I'm at work, right? It's in the morning. We're just sitting there chilling.
You want me to keep this between us, or
we're
saying
just,
it on air?
Just all of us need to just keep this just to ourselves, and we're just totally standing there, just talking shit probably about somebody, and all of the sudden, Chad like freaks the fuck out, and he's like, "Dude!" And he just points, and I see the tail end of the most glorious Superman face plant I've ever seen a middle-aged fat person take on the sidewalk.
Oh my
like,
god.
The tail end of...
No.
Dude, Chad saw the whole thing. I'm kind of jealous about that. But Cody like gets up and runs outside. It's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And
this
like
is outside your office?
Right outside the office, right outside man. The front. Just Supermaned it. And Chad's like standing inside the building. And like Cody's got like the door halfway open. And she's like reaching for Chad to like come out and help this lady. And Chad's like, no, dude, I don't want any part of this. And like she finally drags him out there. And Chad like bends down to give the old lady, the middle-aged fat lady, a hand. And she says, I'm fine. I don't need help getting up. I'm fine.
Fuck you.
And so I'm like, I'm hiding at this point because I definitely don't want anybody to see me because I was totally laughing. And it was the saddest thing to laugh at. And I knew that if either of them would have seen me laughing, that would have been the end
of
it. And we...
You like had to turn around. Dude. Make all your funny faces at the wall.
Dude. She was wearing ballet shoes.
Okay.
Not very good ballerina balance,
overweight,
huh?
Ballet, just Superman face plant, right?
Nice.
Like, we have big windows. It was just like a movie, dude. It was so beautiful.
Awesome.
But just, aren't ballerinas, like, that's the sport. Quote, that's the sport.
Skinny
where,
kids do.
And they dance and they're like nimble and graceful, right? Okay. Is that why she fell maybe? It's because she absolutely should not have had
probably.
Any business wearing ballerina shoes.
Probably. Were they super flat on the toes and
yeah.
not just a little tiny flat?
She would break her toes, I'm pretty sure.
Were they the soft ballerina shoes, like little
slippers?
I don't
know. Ask Chad. He touched her, kind of. It was so awkward, though, the way Cody was like, come here and help. And he was like, nah. Yeah. And then she, like, dragged him out. And then the lady totally shot him down. But it was terrible.
I don't need your fucking
just,
help.
Like, in the air, full body, like, dun 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 dun. Dude, I want to put cameras out there now just
do
because
it.
I don't think that'll ever happen again,
do
no
it.
Matter how many times this whole thing is played out and there's human beings. I don't think that will ever, ever take place ever again. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Can we be honest for a second?
Sure.
Did you or did you not get propositioned for sex from the downstairs neighbor. Did you?
I don't want to say that too loud.
Or did you not?
I did.
Did you?
I did. Thanks for bringing that up online. I love you.
Online.
Ew.
Tell me how that happens.
No.
I want details. Whisper it to us. How does that go? Hey. Psst, hey. Come downstairs.
Basically, he said...
Like you're blushing.
He said he was going to be obtaining something that
he wanted to know.
He thought I would like. And said he's like, I want to trade him to you. And I'm like, yeah, what for?
What do I have that you could ever possibly want?
And he's like, I'll trade him to you for you. And I was like, what do you mean?
Like she has to help you pay your rent now?
For you. And I'm like, I gotta go make dinner, dude. I'll see you later.
So you didn't say no, per
I just
se.
Didn't want to hear exactly what he meant.
I draw you a picture.
No,
check this out. This right here, that's you. And that, well, shit, that's me.
I need to tell him, you know, our friendship goes as far as that.
As
friends.
These clothes being on my body.
And
he'd
be
what
like,
would it
there's
take?
No for sale sign on my ass anywhere.
Well, I'm pretty sure there is.
No.
There's a for sale sign on everybody's ass. Let's be clear. Let's be perfectly crystal about this. What would it have taken?
One, it'd have to be good looking.
Really?
For Christ's sake.
Money wouldn't cover that up a little
no,
bit?
No, money could not pay
define,
for my fucking counseling
define,
sessions.
Define
after that.
Good looking. What are we...
At least 2 year standards.
At least. Like, you gotta be either a Matt or better.
Better.
A Matt or better.
I'm just kidding, dude. Huh. What I mean is just not old and crinkly with bullet hole wounds in you.
Aren't those kind of the...
I don't even think they're bullet hole wounds. I think it's a scabies scar.
Whoa.
Just saying.
I think he hurt you. I can't believe
there's
that.
Someone walking around out there.
That's
too.
That's what else happened this weekend.
You know,
which
you have to
X-File,
be a hell of a lot better looking than that.
Which X-File episode was that?
I would say the sewer guy. The
oh,
thing
no.
in the sewer. That's our downstairs neighbor that wants to have sex with me, and I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. There's not enough money in the world.
Well,
we're
not talking money here. We're talking... What
drugs,
talking?
Money,
drugs?
No, nothing. Nothing
drugs.
Could get me to do that. Nothing. Not even a mountain of cocaine.
Say that now.
Not even a mountain
I
of cocaine.
I think, though...
And I'm sorry. I would just beat him to death and take the cocaine.
What if it was hidden at a...
I'd find
to
it.
To be determined.
I know where he hides everything. It's okay.
Okay.
You know, no. I'm sorry. If it came down to it...
Now, what do you mean when you say it came down to it?
Like if it was something I had to have, and there was only that one way to get it.
Like, we needed to cook Hamburger Helper, and he had the milk. Like, we can cook it with water, but, you know,
I would starve. That's the bottom line with that. No,
really?
If it was something we absolutely needed.
Really?
Yeah, I would starve rather than do that.
Hmm.
I'd find somebody else to pay me for sex.
For and then sure. What? That defeats the whole... Then he'd just be your boyfriend.
There's not enough money in the world
to
get me to
be
fuck that.
Part of the proposal here that is indecent.
Anyway.
I think you're playing it up like nah, never, but I think maybe, quite possibly.
Yeah, what he's offered me
I think
is worth
like,
a lot of money.
Yeah, if you have to put in the work, it's not like you can just go to the bank and be like, here.
Don't ever say that again.
Here.
Put in the work. I'm going to go hurl.
Well, no, I meant like...
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But either way, it's disgusting and it won't ever happen. Just know, there's not enough money. There's not enough soap in the world
what
to
if
calm
you were,
my mind
what if
that
were,
I would wash that off of me.
What if you were Scully and he was Mulder? Hmm? Then what?
Only if it was really Mulder.
Not just like a shitty David Duchovny mask.
Not like I'm wearing a Mulder mask
in
uniform.
What if he murdered him and cut and then wore his
face?
I'm
not touching that old dude with your
dick. No, it's Mulder, but it's like Mulder's face.
I'm not touching
hands and arms
our downstairs neighbor with your dick, dude.
Whoa. Don't drag me into this.
You go suck his dick. See if you'll see this shit.
Nah.
I'm not, dude,
I have
you
no
gotta admit,
fucking
dude, that
part.
That guy is creepy. He's
I have
so
no
creepy.
Part of that.
He's creepy.
Why do all of
disgusting.
Our neighbors proposition you for sex? What kind
I
of a hoe bag stable do you think I'm running
I don't
here?
No, dude.
How many times is that?
Twice.
And how many different people?
Two.
Do si do around
my
heart.
Creepy. But Ed's.
How do you get into that situation?
Wearing shorts, I guess.
Hanging out, doing
something.
Wearing
some blow. Like my long board shorts that are yours with a beater. You'll be
you
like, hey, that's a nice outfit.
More of my
that's
clothing.
A nice outfit. That's a nice outfit. Where are you going all dressed up like that? That's a nice outfit.
Wanna
dude, I'm
my
wearing
car?
My fucking old cook pants, pink leather slippers, and fucking a beater with messed up hair. I am not dressed up to go anywhere. I am not sexy. I am not in a good outfit. What is your problem?
Do you think maybe that's it, though? You got that trashy kind of True Blood, like,
he's like,
trailer.
Oh, man, you look good today, yada, yada. I'm like, I
you
don't
look
good today.
You look like that
today.
Anna Paquin on that one show I watch.
Like, I don't look good.
I think
when
that's
I'm doing
what happens.
That, man.
I think he watches True Blood and fantasizes that you're Anna Paquin.
Which one's Anna Paquin?
The fairy.
Sookie. That's like cute back. She's not wearing like her old cook pants and a beater. All right.
No, she's not.
No.
That's why she's Sookie and you're not.
That's right.
And that's why she's an actress and you're getting propositioned for sex by our downstairs
neighbors. I'm sure she gets propositioned just as much.
I'm sure she does.
Blech.
Well, I'm proud of you. Wilfred, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Okay. Thumbs up.
Like it.
Weeds?
Yeah.
Kind of getting bored of it.
I could give or take it.
I could take it or leave it. True Blood.
Thumbs
you
up.
You still love that.
Still love it.
I'm here. I'm at middle ground until we start the second half of the season, which, as you may all know, is where all of the gay sex happens. If you watch the first half and there's
dude,
a lot
there's
of hetero...
There's
got
to be gay sex this last
check
episode.
This out.
I was so excited.
If you watch the first half and there's a lot of hetero, this will hold true for any season of True Blood. But if you watch it and there's a lot of hetero sex or a lot of hot lesbian on lesbian sex, you can bet your fucking ass that the second half of the season is going to be all gay sex. Or weird, awkward threesome, vampire threesomes. That's the formulae.
Yeah. It's good shit, though. I like it.
Did you find your glasses yet?
Have you been back out to the woods?
Okay. I'm going to read you something now. Okay. This is a book I picked up online. Certain parties don't want you to know certain facts. For example, if Bayer were proud that it introduced heroin to the world, wouldn't that fact be on the company's website? Hey!
Hey!
From the makers of heroin, try new aspirin.
What?
Can I just have the heroin, or do you guys not make that? after all, it was one of the most popular drugs of the 20th century and beyond. The official corporate history mentions the release of aspirin in 1899, but not heroin during the previous year. Do you think the Catholic Church wants you to know that Pope Pius II wrote an erotic book? True.
Mm-hmm.
The canonical Catholic Encyclopedia does mention the title in passing, but it demurely neglects to say anything about it. Huh? Maybe you're not too happy about the fact that Winston Churchill decried an alleged worldwide Jewish conspiracy. so you won't read that very often. Likewise, the cannibalistic tendencies of the Virginia colonists and our close call with World War III. Hmm? These are just too discomforting to be widely admitted. I can't not download a book when it has the title 50 Things You're Not Supposed to Know. Because I'm like, what if I don't know this stuff?
What am I not supposed to know? I need to know it now.
I need to know this stuff.
Why am I not supposed to know it?
My lady love was an active feminist in the 1970s, yet she had never heard that the founding mothers of feminism opposed abortion. Small wonder, since their pro-life views are almost never mentioned in biographies or documentaries. I was surprised when Richard Metzger, Disinformation's creative director, told me that Carl Sagan loved the reefer.
Whoa.
Did you know that? Did you know Carl Sagan loved the reefer? Holy shit.
Oh, man.
The tobacco companies finally had to cop to lung cancer, but they still prefer that you remain ignorant of all the other health problems caused by smoking, like looking cool. You won't see causes blindness or doubles risk of genital cancer. Whoa. Is that true?
What?
Is that true? Does smoking double the risk of genital cancer?
I don't think
My dick's not smoking. Like, what are you talking
about? I don't think that is true, darling.
The beef industry sued Oprah Winfrey for discussing the possibility of mad cow disease in the U.S. So do you think that the dairy industry will be very happy when people find out that most milk starts out containing bovine leukemia virus? Dun, dun, dun. Did you know that? Okay, I want to tell you some of the titles of some of the parts of this book. Did you know? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The CIA commits over 100,000 serious crimes each year?
Oh, my God.
Did you fucking know that?
I had no idea.
The U.S. government lies about the number of terrorism convictions it obtains. Did you know that? The U.S. is planning to provoke terrorist attacks. Did you know that? Hmm?
Not a clue.
Agent Orange was used in Korea. The Korean War never ended. And World War III almost started in 95.
Hey, I want to bring up something.
Did you know that?
No.
What?
I wanted to bring up something a little off note.
Please. Did you know this?
What?
What?
All right.
Genetically engineered humans have already been born.
Probably.
On the fucking X-Files.
Their Nirvana album, Nevermind, with the baby in the water.
Yeah.
The album cover.
Sure.
I want to know
whose baby
that is, or now, because now they've got to be of age, right? They're like,
are they? How? When did that come out?
When did that came out in, like,
where did you
90 something?
Where did you even get that?
It was just on my Facebook wall, and I happened to look at it, and I'm like, oh, it's the real cover with the baby penis sticking out.
How weird it is,
you know? And I was like, huh, nudity on Facebook, baby penis, child pornography, not cool.
And right under that post, it says Nirvana Facebook. Why do you keep taking down the Nevermind cover? Because there's a baby dick on it. Thanks, Nirvana. Who is that? Is that fucking Courtney Love?
I want to know who that is now, because that kid's got to be old enough now to be able to say, like, yeah, that's my dick on that cover. You know, like, they've got to be a teenager or something by now, because that came out in, like, the 90s, somewhere in the 90s.
So is it not on the wiki?
I don't know. I was just saying, maybe we should pull it up, because now I'm curious.
Did you know black people served in the Confederate Army? This is why I don't pay money and actually, like, buy books. I mean, I buy books that I know are going to be good, but, like, if I just went to the store and saw 50 things I didn't know, I'd be like, fuck, dude, I got to learn stuff right now.
God, so many comments are on this, like, about a minute ago. Holy shit. Sorry.
No, fine. Damn. Fine, fine.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Did you know the word squaw is not a derisive term for the vagina?
What? No.
Ew. Did you know advertisers' influence on the news media is widespread? Duh. What a dumb book.
Eh.
This is 52 things I don't care about.
Don't care to know.
I don't care to know.
It's like those holidays that you have no idea that are going on because you don't give a shit about them enough to know that they're going on.
Here.
What?
Number 25, the Supreme Court has ruled that you're allowed to ingest any drug, especially if you're an addict.
Really?
Hello. Who's an addict?
Can I do that?
Who's an addict? Raise your hand. Who's an addict?
I'm not going to admit that yet.
Not yet. Did you know the suicide rate is highest amongst the elderly?
Duh, because they're ready to die.
Duh. Because life is like totally sucks.
So I'm allowed to ingest any drug I want as long as I'm an addict, right?
Apparently. Now they say nothing about acquiring said drug.
Can we take that to court?
Gonna guess? Probably not. No, but I saw it in this book. 50
So if I go to a doctor and say, I'm an addict and I'm addicted to this, they'll give it to me, right? If I tell them I'm addicted to cocaine.
Right. Then they'll put you in fucking jail.
Damn it.
I mean, no, they'll give you lots of cocaine. Let's go.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Well, pretty awesome for you.
Yeah. I need a doctor that prescribes cocaine.
Do you know Facebook is being used more and more in murders and like as a medium to brag about said murders?
That's so stupid. Like, if you have any kind of common sense, why in the hell would you do
you're
that?
You're a single black mother, and just you wake up and you're like, you know what? I fucking had it. And you're going to write, quote, I will pay somebody a stack to kill my baby's father.
Is that a joke?
What's a stack?
Stack
like
of cash.
A stack of money? A stack of baby diapers? Like,
stack
what do you.
Stack of blow. That sounds like a joke to me, though.
She wrote that on, and then, like, the next day, the father of her baby was shot dead.
All right, well, then someone took it literally. Or maybe she meant it literally.
What kind of stack did you get? I'm curious now. Is it like a TCP?
A short stack of pancakes?
A TCP IP stack?
Super Pimp says.
Huh? Thanks, Super Pimp. All right.
A short stack. Wouldn't you be pissed? You take that literally on someone's Facebook wall, go
London.
Shoot down the dude and like show up at her door, like, where's my stack?
Where's my
she
stack?
She gives you a fucking plate of pancakes.
I would be pissed. I killed
like,
your
no,
baby's
you bitch.
Father.
I want a stack of cash.
No, bitch. Listen. Listen here, bitch.
I didn't say what kind of stack.
Oh, her name is London. Ellie. L-A. L-A. London, L-A.
What? That's.
She's 23. Facebook status update. I will pay somebody a stack.
In prison.
In jail. She was
on
brought
bail.
Up on murder solicitation and weapons charges for murder for hire Facebook post. You can't just. I mean, maybe you're friends with some hitmen, some thugs. They invite you to mafia wars. I don't know. But you can't just be all like, yo, I will give you a fat stack, son, if you kill this baby daddy.
Sure you can.
Kill this baby daddy, and I will give you a stack.
Sure you can. Why not?
I think that's awesome. And if you didn't know, FYI, a stack, that's street slang for $1,000. $1,000!
Really?
That's a stack. $1,000.
$1,000 to kill a nigga? Come on.
$1,000. Would you do that?
No.
Would you rather fuck?
No. A grand is definitely not enough for that torture on my soul.
I guess the moral of the story, you should not just go posting about giving stacks for murder.
No.
Darnell, he posts, who needs the KKK when we got each other? I mean, am I right or am I right?
Duh.
Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Dude, a stack is a grand.
A stack is a grand. And the more you know. Did you know?
No.
This is something you're not supposed to know.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't know why, like, out of all the things we need our scientists to be researching and studying, these guys just picture this. Like, you're getting paid to play with mice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to make those mice who were once completely sterile to make them once again spew forth the sea of love.
You love butter?
Some love butter. And they did it. Does this need to, like, go the other way? Like, we don't... I mean, I get that you're sterile and that's sad, but if God, if you believe in that, if he made you that way, maybe you shouldn't go try to get, like, pregnant. Maybe that's our way of balancing the population,
that's,
right?
That's like, you know...
So if everyone who can't have
divine
kids...
Divine intervention or divine sterilization.
And God said no, and then you said yes, and then you get a baby that looks like a pinky mouse.
Yes.
Like, that's... And then
you
get
mad. Do you
have a
picture of that?
Yeah.
Can I see that?
Hold on. Here's the little pinkies.
I'd like to see that.
Look in the chat. Little pinky mice. But yeah, so they restored fertility to mice who were once made sterile.
I hope that...
You know how you do it? You coax mouse embryonic stem cells into primordial germ cells, and that will give rise to sperm or egg cells. The germ
but
cells
that's what
then...
normal baby mice look like, so...
Right, but they're sterile. Or they were born from sterile mothers and fathers.
Well, at least they did a good job because they look normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby mice are so crazy. I didn't know my mouse had babies for like the longest time because I thought they were like turds.
Like, what is that pink
but it started
turd?
Moving. They're like so tiny and they start squirming around. I was like, oh, no, they're babies. And then I had 80 mice. Dude, you start out, if you buy a male and a female on accident, if they tell you it's a fucking male, I was buying females because
they
were fatter. You
have to see for yourself.
Well,
you gotta be
sometimes
like,
they get
the dick?
Pregnant in the pet shop.
Where's the dick?
They get pregnant in the pet shop, and I brought it home, and my snake didn't eat it right away, and it fucking had babies.
What if it
was already
babies?
Pregnant? And then, like, I fed the mom to the snake. Or no, I started because I had the babies and I was like, I'll just raise the babies and then I won't have to pay for the fucking shit at the pet store to feed my snake because I was having to buy large rats.
Feed my snake.
And so I just started feeding it, you know, the babies. I'd feed it like two baby rats, you know, and they were all right. These about as big as my thumb. I'd feed it like two or three of them every couple days and it was cool. But the thing is they started fucking mating with each other and I had more rats I could handle.
So you needed something to make them sterile from being reproductive, not the other way around.
I needed them to stop inbreeding for fuck's sakes.
Let's actually take a non-problem, like we have plenty of mice, and let's make them all super fertile.
You know, when you're going to shop for large rats for your very large snake. Don't get the really, really large belly round looking rats because if you don't feed it right away to your fucking snake, it will burst out full of little baby rats.
What happens if the snake eats the mouse right before birth and then the mouse gives birth mid swallow?
Well, then it's eating all of them.
Like, what happens then?
Like, it pushes it out as it's swallowing it, and there's a bunch of babies.
What I need to know, does, yes or no, will the snake explode?
No.
No?
No.
Well, what the fuck?
I'm just picturing, because they swallow them head first. So, I'm picturing, like, the babies being squished out of the vagina rat thing, like, as it's swallowing it, so little babies going... Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like that.
I need some
twosomes. The snake would end up eating them, or the babies would die because they don't have their mother...
Nah.
Baby rats are creepy anyway. I don't like them.
So are you ready to have babies yet?
Sure.
I've been injecting
you. It's a big
you.
Tax write-off, dude.
Isn't it?
Fucking A. It's like two crazy. Grand a kid or some
you
shit.
You don't
now.
Love me. You just love my tax write-off.
Let's just do the whole, like, foster parent thing.
We'll get paid for that, huh?
Yeah.
And then we can just put the kids on the show and be like, done
content
and done.
Forever.
Done and done. Kids
with me without
darnest...
a job right now,
Dude,
that's what I could do. I
could
just,
you just
like,
be a foster mom?
Completely corrupt a child's
Dude,
mind.
Could we do that here? Like, is this up to code? Hold on.
There's, yeah, get rid of all the bongs and the drug paraphernalia.
Put
oh, and
the
fact
away,
that we don't
dude.
Have a lease? Probably not either.
What? What? Fuck that. You should be glad that I don't have a lease. I'm glad.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, you ready for Darwin Award of the Week?
Sure.
So far, it's only Monday.
Uh-huh.
Some Monday fun day explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Two men fighting for their lives. This is out of Australia.
All right.
Fighting for their lives. Like literally
fighting.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo for their lives.
Okay.
Following an explosion.
All right.
In a backyard in Melbourne. Okay.
An explosion.
Aged in their 20s.
All right.
It's a good year.
Around my age,
they were, quote, burying a cylinder or metal container of mixed chemicals.
We gotta bury this before it explodes.
When the explosion occurred,
maybe get away from it.
The ambulance, Victoria, she said, the scene was horrific. Both men placed into induced comas at the scene because of critical injuries. And then they were
here.
Flowing.
You don't want to be conscious for this.
Yeah.
Let me just dose you with this knockout juice here. And
it is believed a 24-year-old had both his legs blown off in the blast. Blown the fuck off.
Oh my god, dude. OFF off.
Like the bug spray. Blown the fuck off.
Dude. That's not cool.
He also suffered blast injuries to his hands and burns to his face and airways.
Damn.
What
dude.
Is your? Is that your throat?
Your
the
trachea, esophagus. What that tube thing?
A 23-year-old had suffered burns to his face, arms, and airways, and
I would rather burns than my legs. Being
I have no legs. I have no fucking legs.
I have no legs. I have no legs. You need a skateboard and a jar.
A big jar. Maybe a trash can. I don't know yet. I'll tell you when the surgery's done.
God.
The 24-year-old required a blood transfusion in the helicopter en route to the hospital. Quote, due to his severe injuries from the blast, he'd lost quite a lot of blood. We started by having to give him the blood transfusion. We were able to give him quite a bit of blood and resuscitate his pressure. Then we gave him some powerful drugs and threw his ass into a fucking coma.
Oh my god.
Police say the men were mixing the chemicals in their backyard in front of family and friends.
Nice.
At the time of the explosion. 3AW has reported the chemicals were brake fluid and... Listen up, kids. Get your pens and pencils. I'm going to tell you how to make a bomb. Brake fluid and...
Antifreeze.
Chlorine.
Oh, chlorine.
Chlorine.
That's
the
a
answer.
Hell of an explosive
See,
thing.
What they probably did was mixed it with antifreeze and they blew themselves the fuck up. Now, if you want to do it smart, dry ice and water or... allegedly, brake fluid and chlorine. Maybe with a little ether in there.
Let's
just
do
to
that
spice
and get
things up.
Lots of
Let's
disability
record
checks.
Record that and then do that and then send me the
disability.
Video.
Disability!
No, don't do that.
Damn.
Don't do that.
You just gotta stay far enough away from it so you can claim disability but not really be disabled.
Mix it next to the hole that you're burying it in. Don't mix it and then be like, shit, I need to dig this hole and then start. Like, you need to be right there. Ready to, like, mix it, drop. Just, like,
and
don't
then
even,
run.
And then run the fuck away.
You need to,
away.
Like, have a tube strung to the container already
don't
in the hole with one of the chemicals in the container.
Right.
And then dump it into that gravity-fed
sure.
tube
you
and have
get,
it go into the
sure.
hole. And then you're on a two-story roof watching the explosion.
Right. Like, sending an SMS.
Bling. Hey, well. Matt, go check the mail.
These fellers, excuse me, were not that clever. All right, well, you should be thankful that it's not hot. It's not Atlanta.
There's someone coming up the stairs.
It's hot in Atlanta. Could you imagine
you
being
it?
At a job fair?
I'm gonna get raped.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, I've been at the job fair in Florida.
Can you focus, please?
Yes.
We're almost done. Okay.
Okay.
Can you imagine being at a job fair in Hatlanta?
Hatlanta?
Hotlanta.
No.
Who calls it Hotlanta?
I was born in Atlanta.
The girl on
Hotlanta.
My Strange Addiction. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
Dryer sheets, that's all.
What else are you eating?
Chalk.
Cushion.
Cushion. Drywall.
Comet. Why is it only the black females eating the weird shit?
No, a white skinny lady ate the
she
Comet.
She was huffing gas.
No, there was a white skinny lady eating Comet.
And eating Comet. But, like, all the black ladies are, like, eating toilet paper.
You know what the thing is? Is ain't no skinny black chicks either. It's all the big black chicks.
What's up with that?
They have eating problems
and
anyway.
I got big nails.
Ooh, it smells good. That might taste good too.
I'm addicted
so I'm
to growing
eat everything.
I'm growing my nails.
Y'all are just too outlandishly disgusting.
Do you think it's a thing? Like, did you just make up some shit and for the next, like, two weeks of filming, you have to eat fucking dryer sheets? Like, make something easy. Like, I'm addicted to heroin. Come follow me around, like, as I do drugs
Look,
and
hey,
get
Shaniqua,
high.
Hey, Shaniqua, check this out. I'm going to be on TV next week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told them I eat Comet.
I ate Comet. You what?
I told them that I eat dryer sheets
oh, no.
and I have to wrap it in some toilet paper. I even hid it in my bra just for aesthetic pleasures. And they just loved it. Yes, I'm going to be on TV. I got my mama on there, my granddaddy on there. I got my chillins on there. My baby daddy's was on there. Oh, we going to be famous, girl.
Do you think TLC, like, gets picked on by BET and it's like, you stole all of our good content?
Yeah,
you
right?
You son of a bitch.
This is my crazy fat black chick. Get
what
off
the
of
fuck?
It.
That's so crazy.
Mm-mm, girl, I'm going to go and eat me some goddamn dryer sheets so
you know
I can get on
funny?
TV.
You know what's funny?
You.
The one lady, you too.
I know.
You
That's
who.
Why we do this.
The lady that was like, when I was done with this, with the filming, like all these people came out of the closet, the hairdryer one. And she's like, I started getting messages from all these girls that are like, oh, me too. I sleep
it's
with a hairdryer.
It's their little support groups.
Like, do you
yeah,
think?
Eating chalk actually is kind of common.
But there was it was mainly the only one I heard that for was the dude that was married to the doll and yeah. then the chick that slept with hair dryers. Because a lot of your girls sleep with hair dryers and that's fucking weird. If your
so
wife
keep
sleeps
warm,
with a hair
usually.
Dryer, slap her in the fucking face.
My brother kinda does that.
Stop it.
He sleeps with a warmer, one of those little space Kitty. Heaters underneath his blanket, but it's one of the kinds that can't catch on fire. It turns off when it gets to a certain point.
Yeah, she's like, it took me a while. 30 years later, I wised up and got a fucking space heater. Good for you.
Really?
No more pesky burns and burning the house down. Do you think, though, because...
Yeah, people do it for warmth. I can see that, but not just because of, like,
they
the noise.
They do it for comfort because they're retarded. Can you imagine, like, the lady that huffed gas? And she's like, you know, after my episode aired, all these gas huffers, like, came out of the woodwork and emailed me. And they're like, yo,
yeah,
we're on
I
Facebook.
I like the smell of gas, too. Huffing and I gas. Smell it a little bit when I'm pumping my gas. But I don't think I huff it. Like, I don't hide bottles of it in
that's
my purse
not a
and, like, on my fridge.
Addiction,
and...
though. Like, that's normal. I grew up with kids that huffed gas. Like, that's not.
But she's not huffing it to get high, dude. She wasn't.
She huffs
was just
it to get by.
It.
She smells it. To get by. I don't...
She just likes the smell. She doesn't like the high from it. She isn't sitting there huffing it
really?
To get high.
God, I hate how this feels.
I don't know.
She did it in small doses, granted. Because,
yeah.
like, my when I witnessed, allegedly, gas huffing, like, it's in... You put it in a paper bag, and you just sit there and go... It's like
yeah.
a fucking fiend, dude.
You do that enough, you're gonna get lightheaded on air.
Yeah, but the extra gasoline in there adds a little...
It adds a little blackout juice.
Anyway, so speaking of Hotlanta, stop eating tissue and cushion and
Well, I grow my fingernails
chalk.
Out.
That's so
we
weird.
We grow our fingernails out. The 26 inches out in Hotlanta.
I'm addicted to not cutting my nails.
And we eat cushion, and I be eating my baby
hey,
daddy
Hey, you know
drywall.
What I'm addicted to? I'm addicted to not showering. Like, that's what you're doing,
you
right?
You ain't gonna find no
I'm
black
addicted.
Chick out in the ghettos in Atlanta not taking no goddamn showers. They keep those shits clean.
I'm addicted
you know,
to taking
on the
a
swab
shit
test,
and not wiping.
You know, on the swab test
I'm
of my
addicted.
22-inch fingernails, you know, it came back fucking like 98% clean. I keep that shit clean.
I keep my shits clean.
You know, they want to know how I do my business.
I keep it clean.
You know, dude, black chicks like that, they They don't get nasty. They shower constantly, dude.
You have to.
Like, yeah, all that fucking grease from their damn head. Just saying, man. That's a fact.
I'm sorry, man.
Y'all got greasy-ass hair.
It's weird they do sound like that. Fucking Indians.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being out in that heat, though. And, like, 20 people got heat exhaustion just, like, looking at a job fair. We need a job. Thousands of people camped out for this job fair. Would you do that? If they were like... All these places, what is a job fair? It's like a...
I'm not Mexican or live in the ghetto, I'm sorry.
They set up carnival rides.
I'll go to the temp agency and make them find me a job.
That's what their job is. Maybe you should ask them to work for them. Be like, that is a great gig finding people jobs. I like what you're doing here. Can I have a job doing that?
I want to do... I want a government job so I can just be set. You know, have a 401k.
People in Atlanta have more grit than you do, I think. There's one guy. This is a lady.
Yeah, I'm not on the lowest of lows.
She's like, my feet are killing me, but this line is really long, but I'm willing to stay in this line no matter what because I take care of my kids. You know what? You're not properly motivated because you don't have kids.
Right.
Kids motivate you.
I have a better grasp on life.
I think if you had kids, you would be doing whatever you could to get a job. Otherwise, you would be a bad mother, and your kids would grow up to hate you.
And what makes you think like I would care about being a good mother?
Your mother. Because you don't want to turn into your mother, which is where you were.
I wouldn't
heading.
Turn into my mother, therefore, by not having children.
Ergo.
That's right. See, this is the part where I separate from that pack, okay? I am the alpha. They are the omegas.
Okay.
They are the followers. I do not do that. I'm sorry. They're the breeders, all right?
I'm going to knock you up just for fun.
And I'll board it just for fun.
Just for a check. No, you can't, because if we will board it, then we won't get a check. That's not how this
works.
Shit,
people pay to watch that.
You can abort it and then quickly adopt one close to the same age.
Enough to where I can put it in the oven and keep it going, or what? Because I'm aborting it at like 3 weeks, dude.
That would be acceptable. No.
Yeah. I'm not ruining my body, dude. You kidding me? I am a selfish person. I'm sorry, but I'm not ruining my body.
You've already ruined your body. Hey, newsflash. iPad 2.
According to the iPad? Man downstairs, I'm the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life.
And I applaud that his reserve and iPad.
Hey, my body's
iPad
really
2.
Nice, okay?
iPad 2, 25% slimmer. Just saying. And then there's the good old Droid X. Never does me wrong.
Tell me something right now.
Run injustice.
Do I have stretch marks all over my stomach?
I sure hope not.
Do I have stretch marks all over my thighs and
not
my arms
yet.
And shit and my boobs or my nipples
not
like
yet.
This long?
Not yet.
No, okay.
Not
That's why
yet.
I'm not going to have children.
Okay.
I will not birth a child ever.
You will.
No. That's just a big no.
Not even for a paycheck. Would you rather...
It'd probably kill me, you fuck.
We can only hope. Listen. Life insurance... Then knock you up, then birth, kills you, double paychecks for me. Holla!
Can we do that, but vice versa?
Double paychecks. Okay, check this out.
No.
Would you rather do the dirty with the dude downstairs for money or have a baby?
Oh my God.
Choose your fate.
Have a baby.
We have Lachesis, Atropos, and the rest of the
Because I can kill the baby.
In audience tonight with your string ready to
I can kill
make
the baby.
And then just fuck the dude downstairs.
I could kill the baby and say it died of SIDS.
You could say he killed the baby. That right there, honey, that car shop, that could be yours one day. That car shop. That car.
Yeah, that hurt, boy. Howdy, I'm gonna get me a car shop.
Hey, that body shop out
Ooh-ee.
There.
That could I'm be gonna yours buy one. Me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
One day.
Oh my God.
You got child, you got kids, you got bills. Yeah. You gotta stay somewhere. You don't want to be homeless. See? People in Atlanta do not fuck around.
Fucking A, man.
You don't want to be homeless.
No. Nope.
Hey, take it from me.
I did.
I know you did. I'd rather be homeless in Atlanta than here, for sure. I could be homeless here for 3 months out of the year. Once it got cold, I'd be like,
I could be homeless in Florida. I've done it.
You know what you would do? You would have to go to people's fields and cut their cows open and stay warm that way.
Be deer. They're easier.
Deer aren't big enough, dude. I'm cutting
fat?
Open
you
like a
fat?
Horse. Cutting open my fatty. Girlfriend. I'm just going to crawl inside there and
I am
die.
Not that big.
We'll crawl inside there
I just
there
weighed
and
myself
die.
The other day and I'm 138 pounds, you fuck. I lost a lot of
anger.
Weight. I am 60 and you know it.
Such anger.
I'm not angry. Just tell me I'm good looking for
You're
once.
You're good looking for once.
No, not like
that. All right, before we get out here,
give
this
me
is
compliments,
awesome.
You bastard.
Compliments. What's for dinner tonight?
The cat.
We don't have any food, do
no,
we?
No, and we have no money to get
food.
How are
food. We surviving?
We're not. This
are we
is
dying?
The last episode.
Are we gonna die tonight? Do we really not have anything?
Nothing,
to
dude. There's
now.
Nothing. Not even my
not
cheap
even a
pasta
sandwich,
shit.
Bitch.
Nope.
Not even noodles.
Nope.
Not even ramen.
Nope.
What the fuck? What happened to us?
Do we have a bunch of change? We can go turn in some
no,
change.
No, we don't. We Rose don't have ours. Anything.
Oh fuck.
What's up? No bottom ramen.
Nope.
So should, instead of sending us, I mean, I appreciate the sound
card.
Send me
card. A package of ramen.
We need you to thejamhole.com/PO box and just start sending food. Because if you don't want to pay, I'll pay for the server, you send food. That would work, right?
I guess, as long as it's good food.
Okay. Don't be like, Matt spent all the money on weed. I did not. This weed was, I worked for this weed.
Did you? I know you did.
I podcast once a week for this weed. No, but seriously.
Super Pimp says I'll send a baby. I'm good, dude.
Don't
I'll send you one
dude,
right back.
I'll send you a dead baby. Don't you dare.
A double dog dare.
Burger you. Sent us a sound card that's USB and I have it like rigged up to this cable that plugs into the laptop.
Oh, dude.
It's a hub and it sounds so
good. Super
great.
Pimp says you can eat it and kill two birds with one fork. Hearty har har.
Hearty har har.
Good joke.
I was trying to tell you about this. Look.
I know.
Burger
sound card. Burger.
Burger
high fives, Broseph. You called me fucking with it.
I
and
did.
I didn't notice who
I
you were.
I should have saved that. I didn't. I totally deleted it.
I didn't
it.
Even know who you were. Because my phone was dead, so I couldn't answer the first one. And I plugged it in. I tried to call it back. It was busy. And then you call right back. And I answered. I didn't recognize your voice because I never talked to you on the phone.
Obviously.
And on that. I don't know. It sounded different. I was, and I didn't
so
recognize the
now.
Number right away.
Doesn't it just sound so much better?
I didn't.
Thank
again?
You, Burger. Thank Burger for sending
I didn't
that.
Recognize the number right away and your I voice, know. And I was like, "Who in the fuck and why?"
That was awesome. Who's this? Never mind. You're an idiot, by the way.
Shut up.
But
it
now
was good.
We can once again do things like this.
Blackstone Audio presents.
What? What are you doing? Anything?
How to survive a robot uprising.
Listen. Does that just look like asshole?
Yeah, it looks alright.
Okay.
Can are we you not ready do that anymore?
Are you ready for 70 minutes of how to survive a robot uprising?
No. So
anyway.
Thank you, Burger. So
thank
much.
You, Burger.
He's one of the biggest contributors. Contributors.
Burger and MDS and Nicole.
Yeah. You know? Guys are rocking it.
And Bad Manners and everyone on the jamhole.com/donate page.
Fucking
A's. There's a list there of people.
Fucking A's.
Good people.
Well.
Yeah, it'll do that. All right. Well, thank you. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You. Thank you.
Hey,
go, you need to
I
go.
Love you and I think you're beautiful.
You need to go downstairs and get us some food because I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Is there really no food?
There's really
How
no
can
food.
We not have food? That's a necessity.
You remember when I first came over? That's what I thought.
You bought cigarettes.
Did.
But no food. It's priorities. That's good.
I haven't had a real cigarette in like 2 days.
Oh, so. Well, do you feel better now?
I do. Dude, I lit that fucker in the fucking drive-thru. I was like, I need this right now. Here's my money. I'm lighting this.
I'm glad.
Hey, you know what? I only had enough for cigarettes. So.
Hey, well, that's all that matters then, right?
And I couldn't find anybody else to buy the other shit to get more money.
Well, good. That'll about wrap it up for us. Email info at thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com/donate if you want to help us eat.
Please.
Or just send food. Send.
Send.
Don't send
just
food.
Don't send vegetables because you won't eat it. Don't send canned fruits or vegetables. Send canned fruit.
I need to be very clear about this. Don't send food.
I'll eat canned pineapple.
Send money and we'll buy food. Thejamhole.com/support. Do you need web hosting? We'll get big bucks for that. It's special. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.